stay with us now and talk to Dr. Simon Woodward, who lectures in Business Information Systems at UCC. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Woodward. Thanks for taking our call. I know that we spoke to you towards the end of last year on this programme in relation to some concerns you had about the HSE's cyber security protections. What do you make of what we know so far about this attack, which, it has to be said, is fairly little at this point?
Good afternoon, Brian. Well, until Anne O'Connor came onto the programme, I would have assumed that this was related perhaps not to systems not necessarily being up to date as they should. However, she's characterised this as a zero-day exploit, which means it's a brand new variant of an existing ransomware, which means even if you had everything up to date and if you had all your antivirus software up to date on a daily basis, it's very difficult to defend against something like this. And Conti ransomware is particularly toxic. Listening to what Anne and Oisin have been saying, the HSE is doing absolutely everything correctly here to contain and neutralize the ransomware. But the problem is that Conti is very, very clever at hiding itself in computer memory and also hiding its internal structure and hiding where it came from, which is going to make investigation particularly difficult. But notwithstanding my previous comments about Windows 7 and getting up to date, I would have to say that the HSE has done everything right in trying to handle this.
Just to give us some sense of how long this might have been in preparation, how long before the attack was launched overnight, the systems had been infiltrated. How long was this in the making?
Well, Conti itself has been around since May of last year. But for this particular attack, Conti is unlike earlier ransomwares in that it's human controlled. So previous ones like WannaCry or Petya can actually be, if you like, they're fire and forget almost types of ransomware where you unleash the payload and you walk away from it. But in this case, Conti is managed by a team of hackers. So it's not at all surprising to hear that there might have been odd things going on in HSE's network yesterday, because they may have been looking for weak points in the system where they could insert the ransomware. And then even once the ransomware is on board, they would be looking to manage its progress through the network. And they could also be using their access to the network to extract data to find out about logins, or it really depends on their motives.
So would you expect that there would be at some point some kind of a ransom demand or a threat to release information?
Well, the economic justification for ransomware is that you do make a ransom demand, because basically saying we won't encrypt your data unless you pay us money. That's the economic basis for doing this. For instance, the pipeline ransomware attack in the United States, the Colonial Pipeline attack, they paid $5 million in ransom very quickly to actually free up their systems again. But some of the ransomwares, and Conti's included in this, include a double threat of saying, not only will we encrypt your data, but we will publish your data up on a server for everybody to see.